Hello and welcome to the Face of Pro-Life. Today I'm very happy to be speaking with Dr. Elizabeth Rax from the Children First Foundation. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
You're here to talk about the Choose Life license plate, which is near and dear to my heart because it promotes adoption. So could you tell us a little bit about where the Choose Life license plate originated?
That's a great question. It started in Florida, and it was the inspiration, the vision of Commissioner Randy Harris of the Marion County in Florida. And he was stopped at a traffic light, and whether it was a Save the Panther plate or the Save the Manatee plate, it was one of those plates, and he thought, why couldn't there be a license plate that would save children by promoting adoption? He, from the very beginning, envisioned a license plate that could raise awareness and funding to help women choose life and consider adoption as an alternative for a difficult pregnancy. And he knew well, I mean, he was a commissioner of Marion County, that license plates, many people may not know this, raise a lot of awareness and raise a lot of money. The Florida has a lot of different
specialty plates. Yeah.
And the number one plate is the Save the Panther plate, and it's raised $100 million.
Wow.
It saved the
wow.
panther. So he went about trying to apply for the specialty plate, which had never been done before in the United States or the world. And they actually, within a month, raised, it was thousands of dollars and thousands of signatures. I think it's $30,000 and 15,000 signatures.
Wow.
And they did it in a month.
Wow.
And then they were able to go to the legislature. It was a legislative bill. And it passed overwhelmingly in both their state assembly and their state senate. And when it went to the governor for his signature, it was Governor Childs, he vetoed it.
Really?
And he had an adopted daughter.
Wow.
And it was so shocking to all of the people who had worked so hard,
right,
that it went national. And, you know, sometimes God works,
right,
blesses
closes
us.
One door.
I say blesses us with a cross. And because it was such a disappointment and so unexpected, that it went national. And so Russ Amerling, who's the national publicity coordinator for Choose Life Inc., and by the way, this is the cute plate they designed. It was just adorable. And actually, children designed the plate.
Oh, wow.
They went to a school and asked for suggestions, and I guess, you know, somebody drew a picture of a little boy and a little girl, and then the handwritten childlike Choose Life, and they liked it and used it for their logo. And but they didn't give up. And then other states said, hey, well, maybe we could get Choose Life license plates in our state. So there was national publicity. And they tried again. Unfortunately, the governor died in office a few months
wow.
later, unexpectedly. And Jeb Bush came into office. And so the following year, when again they reintroduced the bill, it was passed, he signed it into law. And so it went on the road. It actually, the rubber hit the road in August of the year 2000. And it just immediately, because I think maybe of the controversy, and they had to fight for
well,
it.
Well, yeah, they got a lot of publicity out of it just
yep,
from the controversy.
And they had to get a lot of signatures, and people heard about it and supported it and contacted their legislators, and it was in the newspapers because then there was opposition, and, you know, it became a big deal. But you wouldn't think it would be a big deal because it literally supports the adoption option.
How does it work? I mean, you buy the plate, and obviously it increases awareness on the road, but how does it work funding-wise?
Well, when it's a legislative plate like Florida, you can purchase it at the DMV. So it's an additional $22 a year that people of every faith and background, it's really united the pro-life movement. I'd like to say it's mobilized the pro-life movement in Florida. And there's now 40,000 cars on the road.
Wow.
It's just been an awesome. But then the DMV just every year sends you the bill.
Right.
As long as you pay the bill, the extra $22, The state keeps two for their administrative costs, but the $20 goes into a fund, and it's by county. Every state's a little different.
Mm-hmm.
I've been, you know, looking into how different states approve the plate, but in Florida, the money is collected by the DMV by county. So the more people that buy the plate in a given county, the more money that's raised, and it's distributed to the pregnancy centers in that county. So if one county has more plates, they'll raise more money, and so it's a good, and then it supports all of the eligible centers in that county, whether it's Catholic Charities or CareNets or Heartbeats or Birthrights. Yeah, everyone who is eligible can apply for funding as divided equally. So it's been a wonderful way, and you know, it's now raised $6 million.
Wow.
It's raising $70,000 a month.
Wow.
It is just an enormous pro-life success. And the money really helps women consider adoption as an alternative mm-hmm. to abortion. Because as we know, 4,000 babies a day are aborted. 4,000 a day, why couldn't there be 4,000 adoptions
a day?
Yeah. You know, it's the ones who are going to Planned Parenthood who need to know that there's another choice at the pregnancy centers. They can get housing, they can get medical assistance. It's those women that need to know that the resources, the money, because studies have shown that the leading cause driving women, forcing women many times for an abortion is they feel like they have no other choice. They've been thrown out of their homes, they have no money, they can't get a job, they've lost their job. So they need financial assistance mm-hmm. in order to get them through the pregnancy. And that money is now available. And so other states then went about trying to get their own Choose Life license plate. And my husband and I actually, we saw this cute little plate advertised in the National Catholic Register. No information, just it had raised $300,000 back
wow.
then. And so we tracked him down through, we live in New York, and we tried to get the plate there, and it was going to be very easy. In New York, all you needed was 200 plates or $5,000. And so we called Russ Amerling and introduced ourselves, and then we decided we wanted to fly down to Florida and have, you know, meet him and have him meet us, because we had a little organization called the Children First Foundation. We had adopted two children, and we knew firsthand what a loving, courageous choice adoption is for a birth mother, a birth father. We met both sets of birth parents, and the difficulties of the pregnancy centers. You know, to help a birth mother through 9 months of pregnancy
right.
or 8 months of pregnancy is very hard.
Right. And they're all run by usually volunteers, and everything, all their services are free. So they really rely on, you know, the generosity of others to help them, you know, support these women.
That's
and
right.
This would be an ideal situation.
Exactly. So we were supporting expectant mother care, and they had 10 centers and were doing wonderful work and desperate for money. So my husband and I decided we would try to apply for the plate. We thought it'd be easy. And 7 years later, we're still trying to get it in New York, but we're making progress. They're fighting us tooth and nail, but we will win this, because there's something called the Constitution that protects freedom of speech and equal treatment under the law. And lots of other organizations have plates, so we qualify for mm-hmm. a plate. But we got it in Connecticut. So while we were having difficulty in New York, we applied for Connecticut. As you know, you were very helpful in the beginning. And Connecticut, the Constitution state, did the right thing. They approved the plate. And all you had to do was put, it's a membership plate.
Right.
So like Knights of Columbus have a membership plate. AFL-CIO, or is it the Teamsters? Is one of the unions.
I think Jaguar, you know, people who drive Jaguars have a membership plate. I mean, yeah, I think it has a lot of membership plates.
There's, you know, Fidelco.
Oh, yeah, the guide dogs.
The
yep.
guide dogs have a plate. And it's a great way to, you know, advertise your organization and your good cause. And it's a win-win for the state and for the organizations. There is an initial switching fee of $65 that goes to the DMV, so they make a little money on the deal. But then, like Knights of Columbus, I think, have about 500 plates. I don't know if they have more by now. We have about 300 plates now, so we're catching up. And 300 plates at $20 a year, it's a membership donation, mm-hmm. tax deductible, so it comes to the organizations. We have to make sure you're a member, you're paying your dues, and you're supporting the cause, and the cause of the Children First Foundation, and that's our domain name, fundadoption.org, is to raise awareness and funding for adoption. And by supporting the pregnancy centers and the maternity homes that help women choose life mm-hmm. and consider adoption. And so they can contact us at our website, fundadoption.org, fund-adoption.org, or our telephone number, 877-FUND-ADOPTION. And it's right on our website. You can download the application. It's for $75, it's a $10 membership the first year, plus the $65 switching fee one time. And it's you get your plate then from the DMV, and then it's just a $25 a year renewal donation. Mm-hmm. Comes to the organization. We keep $5 in order to administer the program and promote the plate. It takes money to advertise. Right. And we depend on people to help us. It's a very grassroots organization, like all of the nonprofit organizations. It's word of mouth, but it is growing, and we've now donated over $13,000 here in Connecticut, and the pregnancy centers are so grateful. We were able to donate $50 to every single pregnancy center in Connecticut, plus if the pregnancy center promotes the plate, then they can raise additional funding, because there's a code. You can designate which pregnancy center you want to support mm-hmm. with your plate, if you want to support a Birthright or a CareNet or Catholic Charities. You can say, you know, or Safe Havens. We also are raising funding for the Safe Haven program here in Connecticut. It's a nonprofit, the Children of Hope program, Safe Haven program. So it's very successful in many of the southern states.
The plate itself, the Choose Life license plate.
The Choose Life plate. It's been now approved in 18 states, and it's raised $9 million nationwide.
Wow.
From Hawaii to Oklahoma. New plates have been approved now in Missouri. We are going to have an event in November, which is National Adoption Awareness Month. Mm-hmm. On November 13th, we're going to invite pregnancy centers to it's our fifth anniversary. We're going to have kind of a celebration and promote, you know, the pregnancy centers for all of the good work that they do. That's what keeps me going. Mm-hmm. You know, what I'm doing is easy. What they're doing is so hard.
They're in the trenches, and you're just trying to help
them. So if people want to help the people who are in the trenches, this is a great way to do it, because by taking the plate, you'll be, in essence, supporting all of the pregnancy centers in the state of Connecticut. And the more people that do that, the more money there will be.
Right.
And Mississippi has raised $1 million.
Wow.
And Alabama has just raised $1 million. So I'm thinking, Connecticut has got to be raising $1 million. If they can do it, we can do it. And all it is when a lot of people just do a little.
Right.
It's a lot. And it happens. So we're going to give our Choose Life Award to Terry Herring. She's going to fly up from Mississippi here to Connecticut. And we're going to ask her how she did it. And they actually have a campaign. If you go to their website, which is MS Mississippi, choose-life.org, they designed a License to Live campaign. I thought that was a great way to promote. You know, it's very positive what we're doing. And so they encourage people to purchase a license to live. And I'm thinking, you know, give the gift of life. Purchase a license to live for an unborn child. And it really gives the gift of life to a family mm-hmm. that's longing for a child, an adoptive family. it really is giving the gift of life when a mother, you know, says, I'm going to choose life. And we support her and thank her for her courageous, loving decision, difficult decision. And it just benefits everyone. And it's a great success in other states, and we're working hard here in Connecticut. There's lots of ways people can do this. We have published Choose Life postcards, and we've printed up 200,000 Choose Life postcards, which can be placed in the backs of churches. They fit right in the literature racks. They're called rack cards, but it's a postcard. You fill it out and mail it in, and then they'll receive an application in the mail. But this is something that youth groups could do. If they're pro-life youth groups, they could do. Recently, on September 13th, I just discovered there's a national car wash.
For life.
For life. And it's something that high school students can do, have a car wash, and then hand out, you know, applications for a Choose Life license plate. While the car is there, they can, you know, sign up for a license plate, you know. And so they did it. They handed out the postcard, and we'll do that again next year. And if you go to washforlife.org, maybe some of your viewers, it's in September, you know, a year in advance, get some young people together and do that. Other ways are just, you know, the Respect Life committees of every church. Just if every church had 10, oh my goodness, we would soon have thousands
on the road.
The road in Connecticut.
Right.
And it's a billboard. You know, right now you have the 40 Days for Life. I know you've been handing out the postcards during October, you know, Respect Life Month. I just got a call today. A church in Farmington, Connecticut wanted 600 of our postcards. They're going to put them in their church bulletins during Respect Life Month.
Oh, wow.
And so they're going to encourage everyone. This is a very positive way to say we have a good choice.
Mm-hmm.
We need to promote adoption. You know, everyone says, oh, I'm pro-choice. Well, it's not synonymous with one choice.
Right. Right.
You know, there's parenting, there's open adoption, closed adoption, anonymous adoption. With the safe havens. We have lots of good choices. They kind of stole that word from
us.
There's one bad choice, and all the other choices are good choices. I like to say I'm pro-choice. I'm just not, you know, pro-abortion. I'm anti-abortion. But I'm not anti-choice. I'm pro-choice.
When we're going to break for a public service announcement, but when we come back, I want to hear a little bit more about the Safe Haven programs that you support. Join us in just a moment.
Since the dawn of man, God has used 40 days to bring about major transformation in towns and cities and nations and throughout the world. Noah was transformed by 40 days of rain. Moses was transformed by 40 days on the mountain. Jesus was transformed by 40 days in the desert. The disciples were transformed by 40 days following Christ's resurrection. This fall, it will happen again as communities unite together to transform America. Through 40 days of prayer and fasting, 40 days of constant vigil, 40 days of community outreach, 40 days that will mark the beginning of the end of abortion in America.
Welcome back. Elizabeth is very good friends with a man called Tim Jacquard. Could you tell us a little bit about him and what he started?
Tim Jacquard is the founder and director of the Children of Hope Safe Haven program, which dates back almost the same time as the Choose Life Plate, the late 1990s. And he is an ambulance medical technician, AMT. And it was his sad duty as an AMT. He began getting phone calls to baby not breathing. And his first baby not breathing was a baby that had been delivered full term and was alive and was drowned. He had to retrieve it from a toilet.
Ugh.
And, you know, it was devastating to him. And then the following month, another call, baby not breathing. And a baby was wrapped up in a duffel bag and thrown in the garbage. And what Tim did was to actually adopt the dead babies, gave them a name. He had the same last name as Hope, and I forget the name of the first baby, but it would be Nicole Hope or Anthony Hope, and actually give the baby a hero's funeral and burial
with the bagpipes,
the motorcade, the motorcycles, the little coffin, a mass. I remember seeing myself even before we even did the Choose Life license plate in St. Patrick's, and it, what it did was raise awareness, because that baby could have been adopted. That baby could have been brought to an emergency room, and but it was clearly there was a woman who was distressed,
desperate,
that for whatever reason felt she had kept her secret, she couldn't let anybody know her secret, she didn't want anyone to know who she was, and just felt like she had no other option but to abandon the baby unsafely or to actually kill the baby. And sadly, many times the young woman is found and imprisoned, you know, for, and felt, so he felt there had to, something had to happen. A law had to be passed where someone who was desperate could legally, safely, relinquish an unwanted newborn.
And anonymously.
Anonymously.
That was the very important part.
Right. And walk away, and the baby would be safe and would be...
That seems like a no-brainer.
It is a no-brainer. And, you know, sadly, I think many organizations are now emphasizing how the leading cause of death among pregnant women is homicide.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that, you know, a majority of the abortions are coerced.
Right.
And that there's a lot of domestic violence. So there are really desperate situations out there that women need to have an alternative. And so it's just amazing. If that was just happening in Long Island, which is where he was based in Nassau County, he met up at a convention with two other individuals who were experiencing the same increase in infanticides in Texas, I believe it was, and it was in one of the other southern states. And actually, they were able to get funding to do a national survey through the CCD, Center for Disease Control, and it was an epidemic that babies were being discarded and killed within the first 24 hours or the first few days. And so they went to work with that evidence. It was in the thousands. I mean, just I don't remember the exact statistics, but it was serious enough that then they began looking into legislation and passing laws. And the first state to pass a law was Texas. The Baby Moses Law. And I think New York was next. It was just, you know, how quickly it got signed into law. Governor Bush signed the first Safe Haven Law into existence in Texas. And Washington, D.C., they're hoping before President Bush leaves office, that's the last. Now that the laws have been passed in all 50 states, Nebraska and Alaska were the last two states. They were signed into law this year. So it's been an awesome undertaking by Tim Jacquard. He is the president of something called the National Safe Haven Alliance. They have a website, nationalsafehavenalliance.org. I'm on their board because I am absolutely, you know, that to me is really the essence of, there are so many women who feel they have no choice. And it's those women we're trying to reach and saying, you can choose Safe Haven. We'll help you. There's money. And you can come to us before the baby is born.
Right.
And you can get the housing, the counseling, the medical assistance, anything you need.
Right. And you don't have to put the baby up for adoption. It's still, they still give you a choice.
That's right. Now, you know, she's anonymous.
Right.
But sometimes with the right support and counseling, they can have their fears and questions and concerns addressed. Mm-hmm. And then she could make a normal adoption plan. Mm-hmm. It could be an open adoption or a closed adoption, whatever she's comfortable with. Or she may actually decide that she can actually parent. She's right. gotten the help she needs to talk with her family or her support system and can make that choice as well. So now Tim Jacquard doesn't get any funding from any state organization. And so again, here in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut, we've been raising funding for the Safe Haven program in Connecticut, as well as in New York and in New Jersey.
And part of the problem is that people don't know about the laws. I mean, they passed the laws, but the awareness really isn't out there, and then nobody is funded. Any organization or the state hasn't put any funding towards making women aware that the laws exist.
That's right. There was just a tragedy here in Connecticut not too long ago that a desperate young woman didn't know about the Safe Haven law and sadly killed the newborn infant, and now she's serving, I think, 20 years. They found her, and it was, she just didn't know.
Right.
And so we have to get the word out, and Connecticut has passed the law. It was passed with, you know, bipartisan support. Mm-hmm. These are where we can find common ground. There is a solution to abortion and to infanticide, mm-hmm. and it's helping women choose life and choosing adoption,
right.
promoting adoption, whether you're pro-life or pro-choice, you should support adoption.
Mm-hmm.
That's a choice everyone should be supporting.
Everybody can live with that.
Yeah. Everyone can live with that.
So these are the types of things that the Choose Life license plate supports, the Baby Safe Haven, and directly Tim Jacquard's organization, and all of the crisis pregnancy centers in the state, which there are about 30.
I have a list of 37 nonprofits that have received funding, including the Safe Haven program and their efforts here in Connecticut. These are nonprofit entities
right.
that are helping women. And we're helping them to keep their doors open,
right.
to keep them staffed, to keep them advertising.
Right.
They need money for advertising to keep, so that people know that they have alternatives
yeah.
to abortion, alternatives to Planned Parenthood. Sometimes they feel like they have no choice.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a ctforwomen.org, Connecticut for Women website now, that is listing Connecticut pregnancy centers
yep.
and with their websites, with their telephone numbers. And our website also lists the pregnancy centers and maternity homes. So if you go to fund-adoption.org, you can see by city where the nearest pregnancy center is.
And with the Choose Life license plate, you can designate which pregnancy center you would like to support. So thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us. We hope that you've learned something. We want you to go to fund-adoption.org and order your Choose Life license plate today. Get your billboard on the road, because you never know, you might save a life. And we want you to look in the mirror the next time and realize yours is the face of pro-life. Join us again next time.